This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Scotty's Morning Show with Matt Man.
My mom would say, "Oh, Matthew, why'd you do that? Phil, say something to him." He'd just look at me, roll his eyes like the Undertaker, go, "Oh, Matthew."
Paige.
Just like the good book says, better late than pregnant. Oh, wait, that's from the Golden Girls.
And Fat Boy.
When a guy says a girl's going to be a heartbreaker, we know what that means. He can't wait till she's 22 and gets an OnlyFans because she needs money.
The Rise Guys every morning. 93-minute rock blocks all day.
3.3.
The best.
And now it's time for the best damn audio.
There are no winners and losers here, except Fat Boy. there's really no wins or losers. This is just to make you, the audience, pop, as they say, or laugh or chuckle or not be able to get something out of your head the rest of the day.
Well, I think in your court, Matt Man, the fart really is the one that puts you over the top.
The fart. He's farting.
Which one?
Yeah, right.
Which it's one?
I don't know. Like there's a lot. There's always gonna be a fart.
Singing, right?
The meth late, Methioki.
Yeah.
I got to keep that one on the clip, ready to go.
That was good.
I recently refound it, thanks to P1 Old Money Cards. He found it. I don't know how he found it, but he found it.
This is for you.
This is for you, Old Money Cards. Okay, so this one, I'll start off with this one. This is not one to, these are usually like laughers. There's things that are going to make you laugh. I came across this, and I was like, you know what? I should play that. All things considered, things that are going on in this world. This guy, I follow on one of the social medias. Maybe it's Instagram. I'm not sure, but he's a former cop down in Texas. His name is Brandon Tatum. He is a black man, and he goes and speaks to youth groups and tries to,
well, that's good.
Motivate and do stuff like that. Since he was a police officer, and he was taking questions from folks, and you'll hear a young lady ask him a question, and then you will hear him, I think, drop some incredible, I don't want to say drop knowledge. What should I say that's not like douchey? Some truth bombs.
There you
go. Yeah, truth bombs.
Anyway, former Texas cop Brandon Tatum.
I just wanted to know, where are you from?
Texas.
From America, right?
Yeah.
I just wanted to know, when was America great for us black people?
Right now? Tell you it's great right now.
Really?
Yeah. It ain't great for you?
No, not at all.
How?
I mean, I'm living life.
Looking good. You got clothes on. Look well fed.
But that doesn't mean
you got
great.
Beautiful hair.
Oh, thank you.
Got your eyeline on. You looking good. What kind of bag is that? That's a nice little bag there. You look good. America look good for you. If you were eating out of trash can, I'd tell you something different. America's a great place. I don't understand how we are not acknowledging that. It's great. Look at all these different people out here. men, women, black, white. You will never see this much diversity anywhere else. It's the greatest place on earth. Everybody can be here and enjoy one another, disagree with each other. We have the freedom of speech, freedom to keep and bear arms. We don't have to worry about the government interfering in our lives for the most part. It's the greatest country ever. And if we don't start acknowledging that, we're going to screw up something good.
Boom.
I say that for everybody. I mean everybody. Like if the news and social media will make you think this is the most deplorable, it will make you feel you should be ashamed to live in America. Kiss my ass, everyone.
Look, I know I'm saying this as a white guy who's not really had any oppression in his life, so I can't speak to that. But if you don't have a glass half full attitude at some point, it's got to be very hard to live.
I think for everyone, because it goes outside of ethnicity and all that stuff. Like, if you work at a place, it could be with all white people or all whatever. You're going to find a reason to dislike those people. You're going to find the boss may create that. Like, someone gets a promotion over you. Then that person, it's all just division. It shouldn't be.
And just think of what our parents did years and years and years ago. We are so drugs. Spoiled now.
Hooked up.
What do you mean? What did they do?
I mean, just working hard. I know my mom worked hard.
Yeah.
She was a single parent. She raised her kids by herself.
Yeah, there was that generation that, worked and
coal
worked.
Coal burning stove, no natural gas.
Yeah. Dad and ethic. They kept it going. It's harder to come by now, but, you know.
I like the way you said that. It's true. But it's not like, well, if you have a black girl talking to a black guy and he says, we are not to, like, be able to have a thought on that. Like, I think what he's saying is absolutely true. Like, I mean, take what we have here, and I'm talking to every person of every skin color and religion and all that stuff. Where else would you want to be?
Right.
Like, I mean, sure, there's a lot to be fixed, but still, you can set me in another country with an endowment, and I'm staying right here.
Be grateful.
I'm already endowed.
That's why I'd rather be not endowed.
I was the guy in the gym yesterday, fat boy. I turned my head before you could notice it was me. That's right. I have bad posture, so it's definitely
bless
me.
You definitely knocked some years off since then. we used to have a lot of...
Just remember that guy was 75. That wasn't me.
Okay.
Yeah. Right, go ahead, sorry.
We used to have, by the case, liquid ass. We were one of the first people to get it.
I never understood the joy of that, but whatever.
It is invented by a graduate of Bob Jones University.
Okay. It was rough.
It was stinky because I would smell. I'm like, oh, no.
So you still see a prank here or there. Here's a guy, and you'll hear the sprays, who pranked his uncle with some liquid ass, and, well, it didn't really work out. Mm. He's about to get sick.
Man, my stomach hurts too,
oh,
man.
Your stomach. You been falling in here, your boy. Man, that nigga damn want to die. Damn, what that nigga want to die, boy? Hell, I'm dying. Man, that nigga damn wanna die.
Man, my stomach hurt, man.
Let these wanna die in there, man. Let me out one. Damn, let these motherfuckers let them die. Oh, my Lord. Boy, you rotten as hell. Let the damn wanna die a little bit. Let the wanna die, boy.
It's stuck.
How they won't damn let die?
I don't wanna die.
Boy?
He was about to puke.
That stuff is the absolute worst. It smells like sulfur. I think sulfur's in it.
It don't smell like what it's described as.
No, it doesn't smell like farts. It smells like...
I guess.
You ever smell somebody with BO that smells like chemicals?
Oh, yeah.
That's what it kind of smells like.
And they gave us so much of it. Like, we aren't going to use this much.
And I can see them with the little beakers in the lab. Finally, we've got the master plan. Mixes it. I mean, God, who's going to create that?
I mean, there was a time where the office was full of liquid ass and sucking blows.
So, and Arby's sauce.
Arby's sauce everywhere.
But we used to mention things. Oh, we can't find this. Or, oh, we love this stuff. And then people would show up with like tons of it.
Hey, guys, you want a massive amount?
The second blows are fun. But you lost me on the stinky stuff.
Well, speaking of that, that's a great transition you just made for me, Paige. Oh, you know, nice. I was a father. I was not a mother. But I have a daughter. And I understand that. Women have to teach their daughters have to do things in the bathroom, and one of those things is, and I don't even know what you call it. I'd call it a turban, but that's not socially acceptable. When the women, when they dry their hair and they do that wraparound
and
thing,
flip it,
whatever. All right,
It looks like one.
Picture in your mind, mom is videoing, teaching her daughter to do that to her hair. And then right when mom tells her something, the daughter quickly removes it. So listen to this.
First, you bring all your hair, and then you get this rectangle waist. Then you squeeze together, and then twist, 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 and then voila.
Good job. And that's a really big towel, because that's daddy's towel.
Does he wipe his nuts on that?
And the answer is yes, he does.
Oh, yeah, he does.
He absolutely does.
Your old house. Well, he's cleaning them up.
Legitimate question.
And
to
voila.
Be concerned about. Voila.
You're all done.
Do you know how old she is? Because that's just quite a question to ask.
She's pretty articulate. She's got enough the age of 10.
Still have that little speech impediment that little kids have up until.
Oh, yeah. You had that.
I did. Yep. Sometimes I still do. My speech will slur from time to time.
I don't doubt it.
When I've been drinking and also in traffic.
Okay. Oh, man. You know, I've said this earlier. They don't say a new restaurant anymore. They say either a new room or a new concept.
New dining concept.
Ooh.
New space.
Yeah.
New dining space.
This, I guess you could say, is a new dining concept, but I don't think it's going to work.
Uh-oh.
But they did shoot a commercial for it first.
I'm opening a food car.
I think it would.
Not a food truck.
You're just,
food car.
We're going to prepare it in the back seat.
Yeah. We're going to get an El Camino.
Get my hibachi out.
We're just going to stand up in the back with a hot plate.
That's a better idea than this. You should just specialize in food, right? If you're going to do that.
Uh-huh. Right.
You shouldn't mix two worlds.
Sandwiches in the back of your car.
No.
That's even a better idea than this guy's got right here.
All right. Here it is, the BDA.
Jones Barbecue and Foot Massage. Jones Barbecue and Foot Massage. Better come down here, get some of this. You like to eat? America loves to eat. So why not open up somewhere America can sit down, enjoy a meal, and get their feet rubbed? We'll fry anything you want for $5.99. As long as it's friable or edible, we're going to make it deliciousable.
I'm telling you, this was outtakes from a real commercial with a real phone number, and the guy's dancing with the chicken in the video.
I love delicious food.
You show up, you get your feet rubbed.
It's what I want.
Hopefully by now the same people.
Yeah.
I just cooked your meal. Let me rub your feet.
Here, let me take my gloves off and give you your sandwich.
Did you enjoy my magic trick I just did? I'm a good at rubbing
feet. David Blaine
feet.
Is back. David, is good
he,
morning.
Is he putting oil on my feet? Like
I'm
all smooth and...
No, I'm going to make your toes disappear. And don't look at my mouth when the toes disappear, too.
I mean, I don't want french fry oil on my feet. That's all I'm saying.
Just going to hide them behind your head.
Wow.
Uh-oh.
When you jerk a knot in your tail, and you know what I mean?
I got to put both of my hands on your shoulders to jerk a knot in your tail, by the way. That's where I had my cards.
Here's your home run.
I've got panda eyes, and don't ask why.
He's stabbed in the back.
This is... This is an episode of a TV show where cops will put on their cameras and go around and film things. I'm not saying the name of the show, but it features cops who are doing this. And they come up on this woman who had been, she had made a deal with a neighbor on a service that was rendered.
Okay.
And the woman took her money and did not... give her what was due to her.
Uh-huh.
And you got to wait to the end. I hate to be one of them, but you got to wait to the end. Listen to this.
I gave her a 20 and she didn't give me nothing.
Why does she owe you
$20? $20 bill. I gave her a $20 bill.
For what?
For anything. I don't care. Whatever it's for, but she can give me my money back if she ain't going to do nothing with it.
Okay, were you planning to buy some drugs
or
something?
Yes, I was.
What kind of drugs were you wanting to buy?
Rock. Yes, I was.
You gave her $20 to buy?
I gave her $20. She gave me some plaster.
And now you want your $20 back because she didn't supply you with crack cocaine.
Well, if she shouldn't give me nothing, no plaster or nothing, she should have said no.
What's going on?
She come around here a while ago. There used to be some people in Loretta over there that used to sell.
Yeah.
We were sitting out here on the porch in some chairs. So she said, y'all have anything to buy? I said, no, baby, we don't have nothing to sell. So she left and went around the corner.
Mm-hmm.
Then she come back 10 minutes later, holler, give me my money back. I said, no, you ain't bought nothing from here. Don't disrespect my child. This is my child.
Mm-hmm.
I don't sell crack. I'm a prostitute.
Well, I've got morals and values.
Don't come around and disrespect her around her child.
Come around here no
she
more.
She does not slang the rock.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Go to the gym with me one day. No, I won't video nothing or whatever. We'll just. I think that'd be a fun little thing.
I don't like that because I tell you what happens. I go at night in the evenings.
Oh, Jesus.
Which is a stupid time.
Yeah, it is.
Because between 5 and
it's
8.
Crowded.
Take advantage of these.
It's too crowded.
This great schedule that we have here.
There will have.
In the afternoon.
There'll be 4 or 5 guys just hanging out and talking. Like, work out. This is why you don't work out with people.
That's a good point. Because
you want to sit there and talk and you don't get anything done.
Yeah. I put my head from my little earbuds in, and I told you before, I've went in there with a dead battery. I still put them in so nobody talked to me.
Yeah. Okay.
I don't care.
That's great.
I mean, just not any kind of better than, holier than thou thing. I just want to get in there and get it done and go on to the next one.
Do you work out with a trainer, or you just do it on your own?
No, I got a routine that was laid out with me my diet plan, and that person doesn't go with me though.
You try to make it a full hour?
Yeah, I can do that pretty easily.
Try to stretch it a little bit.
Sometimes an hour and a half.
Good for you.
Yeah.
I got so beat up the other night. I'm like, you know what? I got to go in the locker room and just sit down for a second. Now, I pride myself on locker room etiquette. I know how it works.
Can't be naked.
Well, if you wait a damn second.
you're about to talk about a naked man, so she's like.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Look, steaming for it.
No, I've heard stories before with people that have shocked you boys, going in there and, you know, the shower thing.
That story I wasn't a part of from back in the day when you guys saw the guy in the locker room.
Yeah.
That's the only thing I was.
That was very aggressive.
Point of reference.
Wasn't there for that one. But, you know, you got the locker room etiquette. You kind of know how it works. If somebody's going to be naked, you don't really look. You might take a peek, but, I mean, that's it. And that's only if you can help it.
But what is the can't help with that? Like, you see, the peripheral of the eye is very interesting, isn't it? I mean, it really is. Like,
yeah.
The way our eyes can dial straight ahead, but, like, I'm looking straight ahead. I see this monitor in front of Fat Boy, but I also see that light is on, and I can see the TV is on. I can't tell you what's on the TV, but I see it. So if you see like a protrusion to your left, you're going to glance at it?
If somebody walks in here now naked, a guy.
Oh.
Are we?
Paige just turned around toward the door and put her legs in the air.
Hello.
She's going to start snail trailing across the room.
I don't think so.
if a guy walks in here naked now, are we drawn to his package because we're identifying like by instinct? If he's like a match, like a man or not. So we're like, we just look at that first. I'm like, okay, no, not a match. We go on. Or some people be like, oh, it's a match.
It's just the elephant in the room.
Call Chris in engineering. Have him strip down and walk in. Well, we would know
just,
then.
Like, it just draws your attention to it.
All right, at some point today, I'm going to walk in here butt ass naked. And you tell me what you saw.
You're not going to go to the eyes first?
No, like, I just feel like maybe this is something you don't see a lot.
The lack of clothing would draw you. You're absolutely right. The lack of clothing would draw you. They would zoom right in. Yeah.
Anything you're not used to seeing that much of, you're definitely going to look at it.
Yeah, and it's the fact that it's a dangling appendage that would be a little.
Well, hopefully it was.
Unnerving.
Hopefully it wasn't.
Like this definitely was.
A hunting dog.
Yeah.
I go to sit down.
Like David walking in.
Thank you very much. This is pretty big, actually. I do tricks.
It sounds like you should with a voice like that, David Blaine.
So I sit down, I'm taking the buds out, you know, and I'm kind of looking down at this point, but like I'm real close because this guy just walks in and his locker is two lockers down. I use the cheap ones that have the locks on them already.
What do you take in there with you?
Well, you know, my keys and my wallet. I just throw it in there. I don't like hanging the keys up.
Oh, I don't take my wallet in.
People have stolen it before.
I think it's on my key. Anyway, go ahead.
I don't have a thing. I got to check in with the app and all that stuff. Okay. Maybe I do.
Maybe you don't.
So I'm sitting there, and the guy, like, he kind of cuts me off a little, so he's in my line of sight, and he gets naked because he's about to get in the shower, and it was by far the biggest one I've ever seen in my life.
I knew it!
And this wasn't a glance. This was like a full-on look, and I know the dude knows I was looking at him, and I'm like.
It's like a cartoon where your eyeballs came out of your head.
Kind of like
I know this is kind of irrelevant, but was he a tall guy or short guy? Because that was
not what I was expecting you to ask at all.
What were you expecting?
Well, I tell you, first off, it looked uncomfortable.
Okay.
Like it was like it hurt.
So he looked like a tripod.
But the thing is, this guy, if he was a shade under 75 years old, I'll kiss your ass. He was old. And he was, he was already kind of hunched over. It was tough for him to walk around.
Do you think it grows bigger as you get old?
Hell no.
Well, you know, your testicles in your ears.
They do.
As a man, always grow.
But oh, that's awful.
Guy, he looked like he was already kind of he due to being so old, he was kind of doubled over a little bit. He had kind of a little bit of a hunchback.
Like, show me with your arm. I don't want to be too graphic because I Hendrix doesn't have the time to meet, and I don't either.
Time to meet.
As if it was
we'd have to do a Zoomer for it. I don't want to do that either. I don't like having important meetings by Zoom.
Me neither.
In his natural state with what was already there, you could easily look and say.
Elbow to fingertip.
At least.
Jesus.
A foot?
It was, I'm telling you, man, it was nuts. I'd never seen anything like it.
It was nuts.
And now I'm.
What was it
more than that, I hope.
I'm basing this too off a buddy of mine who's got a similar situation.
Look, but don't tell anyone about me.
He was very hard for him to keep a girl.
I could see like that.
He couldn't do it. It was always an issue that came up. And, of course, it's impressive with the buddies at first, but like as far as the females go, it was... And I don't get it.
It's impressive with the dudes.
Because, like, it's a...
Oh, they like that.
I get that in some regard, the way we'd always talk about Robert Gibson from the Rock and Roll Express.
You know how we are by association. You know somebody that's like that, or you look at it and you're like, you know what? I salute you, dude. And for some reason, because you're a dude too, you feel like it's some small victory because this guy's got one of these. And even though we don't, he's a dude and we're dudes and we all bond over it for some reason.
It's like you're naked in there, and if he has a bigger one, he has the right of way. Okay, you won.
Gosh, I've never really had that mindset before, though.
It's odd,
like,
man.
The thing with the Rock and Roll Express, I mean, that was just like you heard the rumors and then to – be back there with the boys and getting ready for the wrestling and dude walks by with nothing on at all and you're like,
I think it's the opposite for women. We don't care how big you are.
I think you do when it comes to the point of what this guy's got going on. I just feel like it was so cumbersome to him now, his overall disposition, because he's in the physical condition he's in, plus he's dealing with this.
My God.
That he can't really do anything with anymore.
Or it would probably be difficult to put all that in a diaper, maybe.
I mean, it's got to be tricky. Now, when he was young and coming up back in his day, I'm sure he was popular. But now, and he probably still could be, there are people that would overlook his physical slouch and his, you know, balding and kind of one eye bigger than the other.
Was his sloth in there?
Dude, he was rough, man. He shouldn't have been in the gym by himself. And I know he, like, saw me looking at him, like, full on. But, like, why would you not?
What is this text, man? Now, this is interesting. Have you guys noticed people that you knew that had really big Johnsons? First off, they call it Johnson's great. Folks that you've known who have really big Johnsons are also not the smartest people in the world.
That
right?
Or the skinny guy theory. If you're, like, you know, real skinny, say you're, like, you know, 6'5", 80 pounds.
Uh-huh.
Like, you're going to have a hog.
6'5", 80 pounds. Yes, of course you are.
Like, that's where all the blood goes.
I don't know why it is. It's an anomaly.
But there's no blood in your brain to think.
You think during pregnancy or whatever, something happened where, like, more blood ran down there than did to the brain? And
something happened.
What if, for instance, you have a child and the child is... like twice as endowed as you are. You're like, where did this genetics come from? Not me.
Just like you can't figure it out. You can't
put
baby
a.
I'd go to Maury.
Whose baby are you?
It's not my child. He's just such an old guy. And I really feel bad for you, man, because it was hard for him to walk. And he's.
You think that's what was pulling him over?
I'm thinking now it had to have been, man. I'm telling you. And
do you
just...
think that's why some men have canes?
I don't. It had to have been, and the way that other people
explains my bad posture now. Right.
The locker room's crowded at this point in night. You could tell other people were trying not to look at him, but I was like, "Come on! I've been staring at the guy for like a minute. You ain't gonna look at him. When are you gonna see that again?"
It's like that girl at the bar that time. Don't say which one, but remember one of her eyelashes had fallen off, and nobody told her, and she's walking around with like Two-Face, like literally, like the lipstick was on and the rouge and all the base or whatever, but like you could completely tell like. She looked like she was doing Victor Victoria, turning back side to side. It was the scariest thing ever.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
I thought we'd skip the song and, you know, just kind
of... No, I like that. I've been sitting over here just thinking of random words, seeing if I could spell them in my head. I don't know if I was right or wrong.
Oh, I didn't think about doing that, man.
You don't know if you're right or wrong.
I should have been drilling myself.
Go drill yourself.
That was yesterday afternoon after work. All right, Paige, you're the host.
Yeah, okay, since we didn't play the song, why don't you spell pneumonia for me?
Oh, Matt, that would be P N E U M O N I A.
Yes.
Oh, that's right.
Pneumonia. I've had enough family members die from it. I've learned. Yeah. So don't hit me with heart disease later.
So now we're
because
tied.
I know how to spell that one too.
This is a good game.
Oh yeah, we're tied.
Yes, 1-1.
Oh wow.
Party man down. Dan, put
Party man damn. You know what? God. Oh, it's funny.
Messed my own joke.
Dan in Columbia, the guy who makes the funny songs for us, most recently Tongue Punch My Fart Box, has released a new one. And I, Fat Boy was on the CC on the email, and I accidentally called Dan in Columbia. Damn in Columbia.
Damn.
Yep. I was going to say Dan put down the part of the. God dang it, I messed it up again. Dan's fat. That's what I'm trying to say.
And
I can say that because I'm fat too.
Well,
put down the honey bun. That's what I was trying to get out.
Oh, which one are you? You talking about the
Party Man?
Oh, Party Man.
Dan in Columbia is just divorced and single.
Yeah.
I've tried. You know, I like to aggravate him. I got to goad him a little bit.
Paige, remember at Christmas time when Fat Boy's like, God, y'all get more gifts from listeners than I do. You know, when those random gift stuff come. Now he knows why, doesn't he? He knows why.
I remember he used to steal the cookies out of the one gift that I never got my cookies.
Wait a minute. Yeah. How did you know?
I didn't get half the gifts so that because somebody took it. But that's okay. Save me some calories.
If you send butter cookies, Zanny, I'm going to snipe them.
Yeah.
All of them.
I'm not getting any. It's okay.
You know
what? The contents are on the outside of you.
Save me the calories.
I didn't like take them home. I just hid them here and just ate them over a couple weeks.
You're like me when I stole the candy bar as a young kid. I said I didn't steal it. I ate it in the store.
That's not stealing.
Hey, I went under the spindle of clothes and ate a baby Ruth.
It's not stealing the Playboy if I left it in the box and just looked at it for a couple minutes.
And my daddy told my mom, he's like, well, he's got a point, Mary. If he went and used the bathroom there, did he take it at all?
It's like a bear in the woods.
It's like, you know.
Oh, didn't they try to tell you that stupid thing of if you even move it in the store, it's technically shoplifting.
They are, yeah. That's a thing now with the Pokemon stuff because people are, if they don't have enough money to buy them then, they'll go hide them in another part of the store so they can come back later. And they're considering that. Under the same thing. So you get a trespass notice. I'm like,
which is stupid.
Boy, Walmart, you're going to lose so much money if you trespass me.
Plus, you're going to stop me from weighing the cards if I want to take my little scale in there.
Oh, Jesus, man. That's so wrong.
Buddy used to compare packs. He would just like stack them up and try to look. I'm like,
dude, people used to bend them to see if they could fill a jersey card in there. I'm like, you're bending all the cards, you dip ass.
D-I-P-S.
Right.
Hmm. Oh, okay.
Does that one count? Can I use that one?
Nope. We're not spelling cuss words. It's tied at 1-1.
I love it. So let's do. Do you want to do something from science, or you want to just?
You know what? Trebek didn't ask. Hey, what do you guys? No, well, technically,
all right,
I did.
All right, then we'll
he asked categories.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay.
But this is a traditional.
All right.
Well, all right. You know, Pat Sajak didn't say, "Hey, what letter do you want?"
All right, then.
Right in the butt.
I'll make it. Did. Science.
Actually, he did.
Sebaceous.
He'd sell them to you.
Sebaceous.
You want to buy a vowel?
Spell hey, that for
want
me.
Some crack?
I'm not spelling that one.
You want some conk?
You go to hell with that one.
All right, what's the word, Paige? Go ahead.
Sebaceous glands.
I protest.
Sebaceous?
Never mind. All right, so spell me.
How'd you come up with that word?
Spell me.
That is the gland in your hair or your head that puts oil in your scalp.
Oh.
I just threw that in there just for fun.
How about follicle? I can get you on that.
Okay. How about?
Ooh, I could do that one.
Yeah.
Reference.
Bad boy.
Oh.
R E F. Oh dang it. R E F E R. R E N C E.
Nope.
Dang it, son of a! I knew it.
Right.
I knew it.
Yeah, he did.
He's right.
It's all E's. Yeah. It's R E F E R E N C E.
Damn it! I would have been wrong. I thought it was reference.
Jeez. I don't think I spelled it right.
I didn't think it sounded right.
R-E-F-E-R-R-E-N-C-E?
Oh, no, it's just one R.
That's where I screw it up, man. That extra R, I knew it. I knew it was going to happen.
Okay, so that's a draw because you've said now how to spell it, so I can't go back and win.
So I get half a point.
I would have gotten it wrong, though, if I'd gotten in first.
Oh, well, let me give you one of these anyway.
Give it to me. Hit me.
If you're driving, I apologize.
All right, Paige, I'd like something from the nautical world, if I could.
But down the
nautical
honey
world?
I'm just kidding. I'm not picking the categories. You just give us a word.
Put down the honey bun day.
Oh, let's see. Yes, I don't have to think of something nautical. Anyways, how about...
Water.
H2O.
Boat.
Boat.
Sail.
How about existence?
Matt. E-X-I-S-T-E-N-C-E?
Yeah.
All right.
Dang it.
Yes,
look.
That was an easy one.
That's, well, easy. It wasn't easy to me. There's either going to be an A or an E there.
I would. Is it C-E? That's what I would have said at the
yeah,
end.
Yeah.
Okay. He got
yeah.
it. He nailed it.
Yes. Yeah, nailed it. You're done. You're done.
So is it tied now?
No, I'm up 2-1.
You're up 2-1.
Is he up 2-1?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, because you didn't get the other one. That's right. Oh. Okay. 2-1.
We might have time for the best of 7. I'm pretty sure we do. Party man. Right.
So you ready for another word?
Yeah. Fat Boy's flirting with a male listener right now.
You're going to get fat.
All right, getting so the next word again. Is, you ready? Perseverance.
Perseverance.
Matt, you're doing all these. That P-E-R. Oh. S-E-R. Am I already wrong?
Mm-hmm. I don't okay. know.
Screw it.
Oh, he is? I'll try it. P-E-R.
No. Yes.
S-E-R.
No. It's S-E-V. E-R-A-N-C-E?
Uh-huh.
Damn!
It's not perseverance?
Perseverance. Spell it, Paige.
It's P-E-R-S-E-V-E-R-A-N-C.
Yes. Perseverance.
Oh, I don't have enough GEDs.
You got a half point.
You're up,
you
what, 2-1 still?
You say GD more than anything. 2.5-1.
Yeah. If we I can't do it one. Since we got little Jesus on the door.
Do one more pitch.
Okay. The next one is ignorance.
Bad boy. IG.
Instagram.
N-O-R-A-N-C-E.
Yes.
Yes.
Damn.
Yeah, boys. Give me that point. You're done. Wrap that winner. Slap
you're
that
done.
Winner.
You're done. Winner. Run the boo about the two.
So it's tied.
I can't
it is tied again.
Oh, damn it.
What'd you think of that new tick? It was a little awkward, right?
Yeah.
Like, did you have to say that one with the whole family in the room? I get it. Like, I hope that's not a normal tick in the repertoire of ticks.
I'm not that far ahead.
Well, like, how about someone with Tourette's should not have an apartment with a balcony? I think that's
oh
a good all-around kind of thing. Not that you need to be secluded from the world, but if you can't control your mouth, you don't need to have access to scream at people on the street.
I just said screet.
That's
I
right.
Think that's great.
I'm down.
Damn.
All right, one more.
Here, this is the winner. We're tied at 2, right?
Oh, yes. Okay.
One
this
more.
Has to be the
this
winner.
One really counts.
Okay. This one's interesting. Hors d'oeuvres.
That boy. Oh, I said it just before I heard it. Hors d'oeuvres. Oh, my God.
I
do I have to give you the accent, too? Like the
oui.
Little...
Just say Jules
oui, oui,
Frédéric orders.
H-O-U-R-D-E-R-V-E-S?
No.
That's not right. Damn it.
No. I mean, I can't even... I don't even know where to start. H-O-U? Okay, see, I'm already out.
It's
you don't even know what kind of eggs them is.
I know, right?
It's... H-O-R-S-D, accent I-U, O-E-U-V-R-E-S.
Ugh.
I wouldn't have got that one.
Let's
hours
just call it small plate.
Can we do another one?
How about a tapa?
We're going to end
do
it
the word tapa.
Is that the fish that eats poop?
We'll no, it's appetizers
we'll
at
do
a
an,
fancy restaurant.
We'll do an easy one.
Dang it. An easy one. Okay.
Okay, here we go. Medieval.
Matt.
Oh.
M-E-D. E-I-V-A-L?
All right, I'll try it. Oh, I got to remember what you just said. I'm probably going to say the same damn thing. M-E-D-E-I-V-A-L?
Same thing.
Is that the same thing you said? Yeah. No, it's not. God dang it.
Damn, pick one that's like middle of the road.
Okay.
Damn.
Okay.
It's D-A-M.
M-E-D-I-E-V-A-L.
Oh, we said E-I.
E-I.
Okay. The last one.
The very last one. Even if it ends in a tie, we have to go.
Acreage.
Bad boy.
Oh, you got that.
Acreage. No. Ooh. A-C-R-E-A-G-E?
Yeah.
Acreage, that's it. That's it. Yeah. Wow.
The acreage.
If your ears had an ass, they'd be kicking it right now. Ow! The Rise Guys Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds.
Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.